What's up, Atlanta? Well. As the quarterback carousel turns, be still my faint little heart. Just as Dukes and Bell were getting off the air, Russell Wilson, dangerous. Have you ever done anything dangerous? Decides New York will be his new home. $10.5 million 1 year deal. Up to $21 million if he hits all of his incentives. Okay, so now here's the thing, Atlanta. Does Mr. Plank, Garrett, I'll get your opinion on this in a second. Garrett Chapman's hanging out with me for the next 30 minutes. It is a bridge show with Chris Thomas, Turtle, till 7:30, Hawks and Rockets pregame coming your way then. If you're, Garrett, if you're Mr. Blank, Terry Fontenot, Raheem, everybody else, now that this domino has fallen in place, and by the way, this all but guarantees that Aaron Rodgers will now be the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, or he's going to retire. And here's the thing, people. Is Kirk Cousins to Cleveland now all but done? 404-726-0929. We're going to talk some Braves before I get out of here, but I do now need to pivot a little bit because this news was breaking. Garrett and I had been game planning to talk some Braves, and I still want to if we have time, depending on how many of y'all call in on this breaking news. If you're Terry Fontenot now, if you're Raheem Morris now, if you're Arthur Blank now, with these dominoes falling in place and all the pressure is on Cleveland, who just gave the house to Myles Garrett, to call up and say, hey, man, you want him or not? We know that Kirk said he's not going to break his no-trade clause before the draft. You know what? Things have changed. Things have changed at 404-726-0929. Kirk now is in a position where he has the leverage. Cleveland does not. Cleveland is now either taking a rookie quarterback with Kenny Pickett as their backup or not. Or what? Right. So the answer is Kirk Cousins. They have been unwilling, partially because of their salary cap, to negotiate with the Falcons. They are waiting right now for him to be cut, which, hey, Cleveland, it's not going to happen. The Falcons would sooner keep Kirk Cousins on the roster for 2025, the entire season, then cut him and eat all that money and not have him as their quarterback. So Falcons Nation, this is a good thing right now at 404-726-0929. Do the Falcons call the Browns right now? Are they, should they? Everybody, assemble, Avengers assemble upon Flowery Branch right now. And start the bargaining at, let's say, a fourth-round pick and $7 million eaten off the salary, and we'll go from there. I want your opinion at 404-726-0929. What should the Atlanta Falcons do? I think these dominoes right now are putting you in a position of leverage and strength that you didn't think you were going to have before the draft. You didn't think that this position was going to develop perhaps as quickly as it did. The Giants are not drafting a quarterback now. They just spent $10 million and potentially up to $21 million on Russ, $4 million a year on Jameis, and then you have Tommy DeVito. I know Tommy DeVito's nothing. He's going to be your emergency quarterback. He's going to be, and he doesn't make any money. But if you think having Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston in a quarterback room, and then you're going to draft a rookie on top of that, I mean, listen, stranger things have happened. We all saw what the Falcons did last year, right? We all saw that. But to me, the chances now of the Giants at three taking a quarterback are slim to none. 10%, maybe 5%. So 404-726-0929. Going to take your calls. I got 25 minutes. I'm going to stuff as many in as I can. You know I like to talk to you guys. Again, we were going to talk some Braves. I still want you to hear a little bit of what Snit had to say But now that goes to the back burner because this news just broke. This is a big deal. Russell, what we've been talking, so it all started, if you remember, and Garrett, I'll get your opinion here in just a second. It all started, if you remember, with Matthew Stafford, right? When he decided to go back to the Rams, that created the game of musical chairs, quarterback chairs, that we were all following, right? So it was Stafford, then it was, you know, Jameis to the Giants, and everything that's happened in between. That was the first move, and now Russ to the Giants is the last move. So all the quarterback moves that have been made since then, the Geno trade, everything going on with Seattle, Sam Darnold, the Vikings deciding to give J.J. McCarthy the keys to the castle, Aaron Rodgers, everything in between. And now here we are. And that game of musical chairs is now officially over. And the team that's been left without a chair are the Cleveland Browns. They have one of two options. They're going to draft either Cam or Shador, or it's Kirk Cousins. There's nobody left out there. Aaron Rodgers is going to go to Pittsburgh. You think Aaron Rodgers is going to choose Cleveland over Pittsburgh? Come on, man. 404-726-0929. G-Money, what are you thinking?
I think that you're underselling the Vikings as a potential destination here because J.J. McCarthy has not been named the starter. He said that, I think it was on Get Up or something. He was somewhere on somewhere today.
No,
he wasn't named the starter.
You're right.
And I don't think that he's going to be ready to go by training camp. And he's
Have we confirmed that, though? I mean, I haven't read anything that said he won't be ready to go.
I'm just saying there. You have to provide a backup situation there. There isn't one currently on the roster. That's where a one-year type of bridge quarterback makes a little bit more sense. And it's not like Kirk Cousins is going back to Minnesota. So that makes me think Aaron Rodgers is going to be going to Minnesota just based off of these developments.
Do you remember what happened last week, though? Minnesota said no.
They did at the time, but the information has changed.
Yeah.
Information has changed.
I don't see that happen. I could be wrong.
I don't necessarily think it happens. I think he's going to Pittsburgh. I think it just makes the most sense, and I think there's a mutual interest there. I think they're just lining up the money at this point and just trying to make all that work.
If I'm Minnesota at this point, I don't want to backtrack on my potential future quarterback like that.
I don't think so.
I don't want to say we're giving you the keys to the castle and then rip them away before he even plays it down.
But,
we're talking about
the full circle effect of Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. You look at what Brett Favre did back in, what was that, 2008 or so, whenever he did that thing?
No, you're right, but that narrative is fun for us.
It's funny. I just think it's fun for us,
but he's not. He's thinking, man, what a bugaboo I could squash if I'm in a position here to potentially kill some demons and get another Super Bowl out of this situation, because the Pittsburgh defense is ready to win a Super Bowl.
So it's the Minnesota defense.
Potentially, yeah, but if I'm weighing my
I'd say the Minnesota defense is better last year than the Steelers defense.
If I'm weighing my options and I'm Aaron Rodgers right now, if I'm Aaron Rodgers right now, and I'm choosing between Pittsburgh and I'm choosing between Minnesota, I'm going to Pittsburgh because there's no drama in Pittsburgh. You're the man. Like, he doesn't have to worry about anything in Pittsburgh. He's going to get the full season to do whatever the hell he wants to do and get as much out of it as he can. J.J. McCarthy's sitting there in Minnesota, and they want him to be their long-term starting quarterback. I don't see that happening. 404-726-0929. We're going to get to you here in just a second. Again, the Giants and Super Bowl-winning quarterback Russell Wilson have reached an agreement on a one-year deal worth up to $21 million, including $10.5 guaranteed. This is big news, people. It's big news if you're a Falcons fan. I'm telling you, this now puts all the pressure on the Cleveland Browns. It puts all the pressure on the Cleveland Browns. Because if you're sitting there and you're Cleveland, you're like, holy crap, now my only option is to either bite the bullet on Kirk Cousins or it's to draft either Shador Sanders or Cam Ward. And maybe if Cam Ward goes first, they have Shador Sanders rated as their fourth best quarterback. We have no idea. I don't know. And we just talked about it at the end of Dukes and Bell. Jackson Dart all of a sudden is now flying up the draft charts. You know, would they wait till the second round to get a Jalen Milroe? I don't know. I have no idea what their plans are. Well, we can't know what's going on inside of Stefanski and Andrew Berry's mind. I have no idea. So now, the roller coaster, the game of musical chairs, whatever you want to call it, has officially ended with these moves. Because it is all but a fait accompli, barring something unforeseen, that Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh. So that leaves the Cleveland Browns as the team without a chair. So what are they going to do? All the pressure is now on them. So if you're the Falcons, you're licking your lips right now. You're saying, oh, Kirk, wait a minute. We may have a starting job for you, bud. You want to go to Cleveland? Because Kenny Pickett's going to be the backup there. So you're good. Kenny Two Gloves, he's not stealing your job. You're good, bud. So now, does Cleveland finally say, we'll find a way to restructure some contracts, make us some cap room, bite a little bit of a bullet, and take on Kirk Cousins? Maybe they just do that. Whereas before, this was a done deal. This was the Falcons were waiting until after the draft, getting some picks in 2026, and moving on with their life. And Kirk would be there as long as he was going to be there. Now, so it's the line from Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance. That's what it is right now. There is now a potential light at the end of the tunnel. It just depends on if Cleveland is willing to budge. If they're not, things will stay the same. But as of right now, as of this move, you're telling me the Giants are going to sign Russell Wilson, sign Jameis Winston, and draft the quarterback? They're going to do a Falcons times two? They're going to sign not one, but two quarterbacks in the offseason and then draft one with a top pick? I mean, I guess we've now set the template for something like that to happen, but it is a minuscule percentile. All right, 404-726-0929. Line up the phones. We're going to get to you. If you're on hold, you'll be first up. Stay there, and we'll take your calls for the next 15 minutes on this developing news. I think this is big for the Falcons. It gives you a chance now to have some leverage where there was no leverage before. Kirk Cousins came out and made his statement, not waiving the no trade until after the draft. Well, now you have a chance, Kirk, to go be a starting quarterback. So would that make you change your mind? We'll see. Your phone calls are next. Chris Thomas, Turtle, with you till 7:30. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Well, all good plans go to waste when Russell Wilson signs a deal to become presumably the Giants' new starting quarterback. I mean, I guess they could still draft one, but I'd put that at less than 10% at this point. You don't sign Jameis, you don't sign Russ to potentially a $21 million deal if he hits all his incentives to then turn around and draft a quarterback at three. I mean, the Falcons kind of did that last year, but they didn't have two quarterbacks in waiting. They only had one. So here's the thing. Chris Thomas with you for another 10 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Was going to talk some Braves. We'll do that on my Saturday show. But I do want to tell you that tomorrow, coming up on the station, we have a triplet. Three, not one, not two, but three huge Braves guests to get us ready for the season. Chipper Jones is joining the Steakhouse tomorrow at 10 a.m. John Smoltz is joining Dukes and Bell at 6:20. And then Alex Anthopoulos, AA, is joining John Fricke at 7:30. How about that? All day, so morning, noon, or night, no matter when you turn on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, an all-star collection of Braves will be joining 92.9 The Game tomorrow, so you'll get your Braves fixed then. Because right now, we got to talk some Falcons, and I'm going to take your phone calls in just a second at 404-726-0929. Guys, I think this creates newfound leverage for the Falcons where there was none before. It's not 50 or 60 or 75%, don't get me wrong. But this was done. Kirk Cousins announced he's not waiving his no-trade clause before the draft, and the Falcons are going to have to get some picks in 2026. But now, with Aaron Rodgers presumably going to Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson and Jameis in New York, what the heck are the Cleveland Browns going to do? And it's a good question. I had somebody hit me up on Twitter, C. Beck, and he says, Cleveland simply drafts Sanders with the second pick, presuming Cam Ward goes number one. What are you talking about? I said, whoa. Hang on. You have no idea where Cleveland ranks Shedeur Sanders on their board. He could be the fourth best quarterback and the 20th best player on their board. That's probably an exaggeration. But you have to understand what I'm saying. You don't know what their board is. You have no idea. They could have Abdul Carter, Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, the defensive tackle from Michigan. They could have all these guys ahead of Shedeur Sanders. And they're saying, we're picking at two, so we're not going to overvalue him and overdraft him. They made that mistake time and time again. Johnny Manziel come to mind, ladies and gentlemen. So the Cleveland Browns are now in a position where they need to make a really tough decision. Would you consider trying to free up some cap space and play ball with the Falcons? Whereas before, that did not seem like an option, and if it was an option, it was going to happen after the draft. Right now, again, to quote Dumb and Dumber, so you're telling me there's a chance? Because I think right now there absolutely is. Where there was a zero chance before, this could now actually happen. Because again, my metaphor I've been using for the past couple of weeks is the game of musical chairs. And right now, the Cleveland Browns are the team that ultimately was left without a chair. The game's over. Once Aaron Rodgers signs on the dotted line, the game is presumably over. Yes, Garrett mentioned a good point in the first segment. There's a small chance maybe Minnesota reconfigures what they want to do based off of J.J. McCarthy saying he hasn't been told he's the guy yet. We have no idea what the motivational tactic is behind that. Is that just to get him, you know, back in premier shape and to get him fired up? I don't know. But you don't draft a guy where they drafted him, not even have him take a snap and essentially take away the keys to the kingdom. You don't do that. So I think the likelihood of Aaron Rodgers going to Minnesota is very, very small. So he goes to Pittsburgh. Russ and Jameis are in New York. Now what the heck do the Browns do? 404-726-0929. Our buddy Swede leads us off. Swede, what are we thinking?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good, man.
We have a question for you. Who do the Falcons have? And I hate the thought of this. If Penix gets hurt and can't play, what are they going to do for a backup? And I'm not a fan of Cousins the way he comported himself at the end of the season with, you know, yes, I was, no, I wasn't injured, and so forth. But what do the Falcons do if Penix gets injured? Who do they have, you know, behind him?
No, Sweet, it's a fair question, and I appreciate the phone call as always. Thanks for checking in. Here's my answer. I don't care. To quote the great John Fricke, the soundbite we always play on Dukes and Bell, I don't care. Get Kirk out of here. That's the point.
I don't care.
Yeah, thank you. Go find a Gardner Minshew. Go find a Chase
Kirk
Daniel.
Kirk is a jerk.
Yeah, go find yourself a Tyrod Taylor. They're all throughout the league. Because, guys, here's the thing. If Penix misses more than three or four games anyway, you're done. So it doesn't matter. Like, I don't like that argument. Oh, well, you have the best backup in the league. Okay, but here's the thing. If he goes down for more than a handful of games, the plan is ruined. It's done. You throw it in the garbage. It's absolutely done. I don't want Kirk Cousins near this franchise. I don't want it. It's a ghost hanging over Michael Penix's shoulders that I want nowhere near a part of the guy that's going to be my franchise quarterback for the next decade. Swelly's up next. Swelly, what do you think?
I understand what Sweet was saying. I was kind of like on the same page as him. But since you said that, I mean, I would just keep Kirk because you cost us money, you cost us draft picks, and you might as well keep him there and help make sure that Penix is developed as a quarterback. I mean, still a good quarterback, but why not use him since I paid you all this money, you know, then we might be able to still use him, you know, for something.
No, Swelly, I get it, and thanks for the phone call. But the plan is, if Kirk is the backup, he never sees the field. That's the plan. I mean, that's the plan. The plan is he doesn't play it down. Maybe in a victory formation. But why would you let him back on the field in that case even? So, yeah, I get it. But, Swelly, the whole preface of this is you're making a trade with Cleveland. So you're not just letting him go for nothing. You're getting a pick back. Maybe that coveted third-round pick that you lost for the Matthew Judon trade, or maybe even that fifth-round pick that he cost you for opening up his damn mouth like he has time and time and time again. That's what I'm trying to say to everybody. You now have a chance to potentially get something for him before the draft. It depends on Cleveland's level of desperation, and it depends on their board. It depends on who they have rated where. If Cam Ward is their number one quarterback and he goes number one, and then there's a precipitous drop-off where they feel like the value's not there at two and they take Abdul Carter, well, then they have one of the best defensive end units in all of football, and you sign a veteran in Kirk Cousins, then you're in the mix. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Garrett. Good job. Appreciate G-Money. Appreciate everybody who called in. If you weren't able to get in, hit me up on Twitter. C Thomas Radio. I'll be back with you guys on Saturday. We'll continue this conversation. And yes, we will get into the Braves. The season will have started. We'll hear from Snit. We'll hear from all the guys as the first couple of games versus San Diego gets underway. But right now, four in a row. Can your Atlanta Hawks get it done? They got a tough test in Houston. We'll check it out right here next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.